What sort of advice do you give young students? You're talking to high school students or college, mm-hmm. and they're coming out into the world, either those who are interested in music or those who are just interested in life. What do you say to them?
If they're interested in music, I just can't say anything better than study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Study what you want to do and be sure that this is what you want. It's not the easiest profession to get into. But if you study, your gift will make room for you. And I think you have to learn how to take care of your body. I think the blessing of doing that is the fact that when you are 72 and 82, your voice is still there serving you. You have to take care of the body in order for the voice to work. And by all means, don't go into it thinking that it's fame and fortune, because all of that is fleeting. And the gift should be there to serve you and your community or your family or whoever. Your gift should be there to serve when all the fame and fortune may not be there. You can't do it for money. You have to have some inner force that have you motivated, because there are a lot of beautiful voices and a lot of beautiful gifts of all kinds. You have to have something special. I got that from Della Reese. She said, if you're singing or doing anything, and if it doesn't touch someone else's heart, then it's no value. Mm-hmm. And that much I remember.
You've recorded a number of CDs, have you not?
I've recorded 5 CDs, mm-hmm. and there is a website with my name on it, Ernestine Dillard. My daughter asked me to write it down because it's very long, but if you do Ernestine Dillard, you should be able to get information and be able to get those CDs.